Begin the current daven sechtes even the vav. We begin on the days. We begin the taste the masal. That begins the words of gemara. Mishish leishnei batim mechulu. Someone who has two houses, etc. Taste can explain that the houses means courtyards because we're saying if you have two houses on either side of the rishas rabim, so you can make a lechi on either side and you carry it inside. So Pirish Taste explains shtei chatzeres. It really means two courtyards because it can't literally be like as one would imagine the picture of two houses on either side. Because the ain mavi nitim alechi, you cannot permit a mavi with a lechi as sheikh at seris pesuchas atecha until this house opening to courtyards and those courtyards opening up into the mavi. But the septic as Mahedian says in the septic we have explicitly have the girsa beis chatzeris, it means two courtyards on either side and you have the lechi on either side of that, not really houses. Ketinek says the matzah begin the words of gemara b'chitim, and if you're going to say b'kachu dilema arva b'chulu that with this you can't go ahead and make an air, but maybe you can make an air with doors, etc. Which says, going to explain which Rosh Hashanah is it that Rabbi Yehuda permits through a lechi or a kairim. Because the Gemara had a braisa that was saying that, how are you going to make an area for Rosh Hashanah? Make a door on one side, lechi kairim on the other side. That was according to one opinion. The Gemara says, wait a second, Rosh Hashanah, who holds you can make be ma'arav of Rosh Hashanah? We had a braisa that Rabbi Yehuda said that more than what he had previously said, that if you have two houses on either side of Rosh Hashanah, you can make a lechi on either side and carry inside. That they said, no, you can't make an area for Rosh Hashanah. And then the Gemara says, and if you're going to say you're right, what they were telling you was like, that you cannot make an air with just lechis, but with doors you could. But we brought from your Rabbi Yechonah that said, by Yushalayim, you see that you can't even make it just with doors. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're talking about a moment that opens up in Rosh Hashanah, but not Rosh Hashanah. But from this text, it says, Mashmet sounds like the Masik, that the conclusion is that according to Rabbanan, who say that you cannot be Ma'ar Rosh Hashanah with lechi b'kayra, because again, we're saying that even Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't do it. So the Rabbanan who say that you cannot be Ma'arav Rosh Hashanah with Lecha B'Kaira is that Philip with Lashes Lema'arav. That even with doors, you would not be able to make an Arab for Rosh Hashanah. Because that's something from the Gemara that with entertained and say, oh, maybe you can make an Arab Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan say not. And what are we saying not? It's not just Bekach. It's not even like just the way we had. It's not even with doors you can't do it. So Rabbi Cain, if that's the case, says Taisis. So obviously the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is Arab Rosh Hashanah Gemura. It's talking about by a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah that's Rechab Tezai Namas. It's 60 Namas wide, like the marketplace of Yerushalayim. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, that's why you cannot make an Erev, even with doors. And it's just that according to Yehuda, it comes out that even by a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah, which is 60 Namas wide, it sounds like that he would hold that you could make an Erev with Lechab Bekar. On that taste, it has because that's difficult. Because they come on the Perek, and later on, the Perek of Yerushalayim Alpha Amin, the Gemara tells us, the Chalal Yeseh at the most, like it's Rabbi Yehuda, Adyid Golama Vishlish. The most he holds you would be able to admit it is if it's Rosh Hashanah that's 13 Amos and a third, but not more than that, by a Mavoi. So how could the Gemara explain that according to Rabban, you cannot be Ma'av Rosh Hashanah even with doors, which sounds like that the Machlekes is, well, why can't you do it even with doors? Obviously, it's because that by a Bonaf Rosh Hashanah with 16 Amos wide. And then that means to say Yehuda would hold that it would be effective, but Lechi on Rosh Hashanah the 16 Amos, even the Mavoi doesn't hold is more than 13 and a third Amos. What you can say is, yeah, originally the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yehuda, who permits being Ma'arav Rosh Hashanah, was going to be even if it's 60 Amos wide. And that's what the Chum said, no, you can't make an Arab Rosh Hashanah like that. The Gemara had the difficulty from the Braisa, that's what I mean. And then you're going to say, oh, maybe you can't do it like this, but you could do it like that. The Gemara says, no, you can't. So, but that was all according to the Gemara's Havamin. According to the Gemara's conclusion, the Gemara says that you're right. No, it's not. We're not talking about being Ma'arav Rosh Hashanah from this price. Rather, Kitz Ma'arav Mavaisim of Balash to how can you make an area for a Mavu that's open up into Rosh Hashanah? So then you're right. Hahidi Esal Kain. Now we have to reinterpret. When it brings that price that says, and even more than this, says Rabbi Yehuda, that you could make a lechi from either side, Arav Mavu Mavaisim of talking about a Mavu that opens up into Rosh Hashanah. And does not have a width of 16 amas. But by, you're right, Rosh Hashanah, that's 16 amas wide, we would agree you cannot make an Erev. And that's what the Chum said, you cannot be Ma'arav Rosh Hashanah like this, meant to say that you cannot be Ma'arav even a Mavah, a foolish Rosh Hashanah, with a Lech Mekar. And like that, you cannot go ahead and make an Erev. But loss is Ma'arav, but with doors, you actually could make an Erev. And Malay Kashim Hashanah, it's not the book of Yerushalayim, where we brought in the Gemara that even with doors, you cannot make an Erev, because Davar Rechav Tazayin Amah. There, the streets of Yerushalayim were 16 Amos wide. But a Mavid that's open to Rosh Hashanah and it does not have a width of 16 Amos, then you could make an Erev with doors. Additionally, it says, what you could say is, Dimikar Nami Yodah Shabbat Dil Hidra Yehuda Ad Yidgamal Amah Vishlish. No, the Gemara even knew originally as Tosfos had asked in his question, that even the Mavai, the opening cannot be more than 13 and the third Amos. But still, it is considered a bond of a Rosh Hashanah Ram. Why? How is that possible? I mean, the whole question was based on, we're obviously talking about Rosh Hashanah Gemurah, and that's why the contra bond and losses don't work. There comes a review that's permitting Rosh Hashanah Gemurah, but that can't be because that's 16 Amos, and he holds the most of the 13 and the third. No, it's not difficult. Why? We're talking about that there's one public street that's Mishnei Tzidei HaMavi, that's on two sides of the, it's running parallel, like sometimes there's a Lakewood Avenue and there's Route 9, and it's you have the state highway that runs into a local street. Same thing over here, you have the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on either sides of the Mavi. That's Rechav Tezayin Amis. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is 16 Amis wide, and that's how it gets its status as Rosh Hashanah. And the length of the Rosh Hashanah goes along the path of the Mavi. The Hashta, Philip Mavi, do have a Rechav Tezayin Amis. Now, even if the Mavi is not going to have a width of 16 Amis, have Rosh Hashanah Gemur, yes, that Mavi is going to be considered as a bond of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Since on both sides of the Mavi, there is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that runs through it. The Rosh Hashanah itself is a width of 16 Amis. So therefore, that Mavi is part of that. And even if that area is bottlenecked and it's not 16 Amis wide, it will be considered as part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kamei ben Amudim, like we find, between the pillars in the marketplace. The Amperikam, the Shabbos Zigmur, says in the first part, that's going to be considered Rosh Hashanah, even though that area between the pillars does not have 16 Amis, because it's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So too, the Mavi that's within the path of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is meaning like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And it says, Taisa, Philemon, the Mahasman, even according to the one who says that the Bein Amudim need a Karmel, is that actually the area between the pillars is not like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's like a Karmel is. Hainim Mishum, that's only because the Amudim Hain Zeshalik and Neged Zeh, it's only because the pillars are not lined up. And it's not, doesn't have a convenient utility. So that's why it's not going to be like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But a Mavi that's within the path of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is easy for people to use, yes, even though it's only 13 and a third Amis, which is at the most of Rabbi Huda to be considered that you can be Matu B'lech V'kara, would have the Halachi says of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, Taisa comes to explain. And you can't compare this to a Mavi that we usually call a Mavi Mefulash. Mavi Mefulash is not that the Rosh Hashanah runs through it, it's just that it's like perpendicular, opens up to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on either side. The Hazim Rosh Hashanah Rabbim ain't no Iveris, but Mavi. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim does not run through the Mavi. Elish Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Iveris Eitz L'Basachim. Just that there's two main streets, public domains, that run by where it opens up into. Oh, there has a different halacha. But here where Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is running through the Mavi, that's where we're saying that, yes, it's going to be part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it does not have 16 Amos. And therefore, that answers what Taisa had asked. Why doesn't it help to have doors for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah Gemurah, because Rabbi Yehuda only lets 13 and a third, no, it is going to be considered Rosh Hashanah Gemurah, even though it's 13 and a third because the Rosh Hashanah runs through. Now, says Taisis, but Tzorch Lema Lefiza, what you have to say according to this, is Avgav Rabbi Yehuda, that even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lechem Kari Mahanim Rabbanu Yud Gimel, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even rabbinically, it helps to have a side post or cross beam. When you have a Rosh Hashanah or Mavi that's 13 and a third Amis wide, but as the Gemara tells later on, rabbinically, it does not allow it if it has a width of 16 Amos. But Maiduhu, the Midiraisa and Chilik Vinyin Gimel Yudvav, he agrees that biblically there's no difference between 13 Amos wide or 16 Amos wide. Because since we explained the Rosh Hashanah is running through it, so biblically there's no difference if it's 13 Amos wide or 16 Amos wide. We're always going to say it's going to be considered as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because Beis Mechitzas Diraisa, and he holds that two walls are biblically going to be considered as Rosh Hashayach. And if it's just like two walls permit a width of 13, so it would really permit with a width of 16 Amos. It's just that we're saying, rabbinically, they made a decree on them when the 16 Amos wide, that two walls should not help. That's why the question was asked from Yerushalayim. When we see that doors don't help, so how could you say the doors should help for a Mavi that's between two Rosh Hashanah Rabbims? And even though Yerushalayim was 16 Amos wide, whereas here we're talking about the Mavi is not 16 Amos wide, but keeping the chayav and the lemish from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the derayis. But since, as we explained, that there's going to be a liability for it as a biblical Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is not permitted with doors unless they're closed. So who adin rechav yud gimel, just like Yerushalayim. Therefore, we're going to say the same thing when it's 13 amos in the width. That doors shouldn't help because in the derayis, and chilek, we're explaining for Rabbi Yehuda really old biblical. There's no difference whether it's 16 amos wide or 13 amos wide. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question on that they asked him from Yerushalayim. Then Taisa says, "I'm beginning to say the Kivan, the Islay, the Rebbe, the Sins of the whole Stimichitz, the Raisa, that two walls are biblical. So, Amai Yitzchak Lemisni, so then once we introduce it, this is asked the following question. Amai Yitzchak Lemisni, the Braisa, Perikam, the Shams. Why did we have to learn in the Braisa in the first Perikam, Shabbos, Abba, Madal? That from the wording that it says, Zuhi, Rishos, Yachid, Gimur, that this is a Bonafide, Rishos, Yachid. That, Acharitz, Amak, Asar, Tvachim, Rechav, Dal, Bechulu, that we're saying, oh, what does that mean, a Bonafide, Rishos, Yachid? Oh, if it's a ditch that's 10 Tvachim deep and it's 4 Tvachim wide, that's Rishos, Yachid. B'chul etc. Which the Gemara says, and Zuhi when says this is Lamute, what's it coming to exclude? Oh, Rabbi Huda is coming to exclude Rabbi Huda, which is from our Gemara that says the Yesalkin. That he says, oh, even more than this, someone has two houses on either side of Shuzram, you can make a side post on either side and carry in the middle. That's what we're excluding. But Tais finds that difficult because since we just explained the reason Rabbi Huda is because your two mechitzas are the Raisa, so why do you have to say that this is Shuzram to exclude the halach of Rabbi Huda? Hamniktani bereisha. But once the Braisa already said previously. That said, is it Rosh Hashanah? Said, what's Rosh Hashanah? The public domain. It's Saratia, Palatia, it's the plazas, and it's the main highways. Umavois, Hamafalashais, and if you have a mother open on both sides, Rosh Hashanah, that's considered Rosh Hashanah. Shemina Shafalim with Rabbi Huda, already from there it says to you know to exclude Rabbi Huda. Because Dilda Day, according to him, Mavois, Hamafalashais, Lab Rosh Hashanah. When you have a mother open on two sides, that's not Rosh Hashanah. How make a base machitis, and there's two walls. And that's the fundamental principle. So why do you need to exclude it from Zuru Rosh Hashanah? And that's the tip of something which you can say is no. The Imeresha, had we only had the halacha of when we're saying Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Hamina would have thought to say, the time of Rabbi Huda, his reasoning is Lama Shem Shem Mechitza. It's not because you have two walls that makes it into a Rosh Hashanah. Elam Shem Liksav Alecha Vikram Shem Mechitza. I would have thought to say, no, he doesn't just let two walls. You have to have a lecha or a current either side. And that if you use them as walls, as Tay says, Dikim Amda Sabah Alecha Vikram, there actually is such a Amda Amma that says that in the parak. That would make it actually, that it doesn't have two walls, actually it has a four walls. So if you just had Zurich just a rabbin, although we know not like him from the voice of a philosopher, but we wouldn't know his principle of saying that it's Rosh Hashanah because of two walls. Because you would have thought that it's actually like four walls through the two legs. That's what we have to say, that this is a bond of Rosh Hashanah. Well, this is Lamut Rabbi Huda, to exclude the teaching of Rabbi Huda, to tell us that even with two walls and a lechi ukayram, to lehav rishos yachid is not gemish rishos yachid, meaning to say, really his principle is based on two walls. But you wouldn't know that. You would think that it's because of the lechav b'kara. So you would think, okay, maybe that would work as rishos yachid. If you have to say no zuhi, but rishos yachid, they say no. This is, but not Rabbi Huda's case, even with the lechav b'kara, because that's not rishos yachid. Because the lechav b'kara lechashiv mechitza, because no, a side post and a crossbeam is not considered like a wall. Only if it's surrounded by really four walls, that's gonna be rishos yachid. That's why. Although his principle is based on two walls, but you would not have known that if he had to exclude it from Zuhir Shaziyah. So Tais had two interpretations of the Gemara's question. Initially, either one interpretation is that the Gemara initially thought that even Rosh Hashanah that's 16 amas wide, Yudah would permit with a lechi occur at the Gemara from Yerushalayim, where it was 16 amas wide. But according to the conclusion, Yudah, yeah, you're right, only permits it if it's 13 and a third amas wide. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, that we make an Eiv with doors. But specifically, Yerushalayim they didn't do because that was 16 amas wide. Or a second interpretation, no, the Gemara initially knew that Yehuda did not permit more than the width of 13 and a third. It's just that if you have one Rosh Hashanah running through the Mavli, so then the Mavli, even 13 and a third, is considered Rosh Hashanah. And that's where Yehuda permitted to make an Eivor to Lech Yerkara, and that's what Chum said, no, you cannot be Ma'ar Rosh Hashanah like this. And that the Gemara asked that you can't say that the doors are going to be Eivor because Yerushalayim, if not for the doors, you'd be Chayiv on it, which this discussion is regarding it being closed or whatever, but you'd be chayv Rosh Hashanah, even if Rosh Hashanah was 16 amas wide, because biblically, according to Yehuda, there's no difference if it's 13 and a third or if it's 16 amas. But the Gemara always initially knew that he was only saying it regarding the rabbinic law, what he's permitting was going to be by 13 and a third. We're continuing with the next taste, the taste of Masal Ba'ama, Rabba B'chulu, but Rabba says, etc. What's the Gemara's question? Because we had a Braisa that was discussing how do you make an Eiv Rosh Hashanah, which the Gemara initially assumed that was talking about literally Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, how could you say this? But the Rabbanim respond back to Rabbi Yehuda and says, Eim Av Rosh Hashanah Bekach. And you're saying, and if you think it's Bekach that you cannot make an Eiv, but with doors you could. But we have Rabbi Yechanan that says that Yerushalayim with the doors, if they weren't closed at night, you would be liable. So what exactly is that question? So Pirush HaKohen Rashi explains, this type of thing, Vama Rabba, which is etc., which is this teaching Rabbi Yechanan. What was that question? So Rashi explained the part of the Gemara's question was, "Amai d'sharinan lechi b'kar mitzad echad." Regarding this, that we permit the Rosh Hashanah by making a cross beam or a side post on one side and the other side a door. So it sounds like that one door is enough. But Dalsa Seho by Yerushalayim with Ninilis by Laila, which sounds like that it's not sufficient with one door. You need to have two doors. That's why Taisa brings that Rashi says the question is. So that says Taisa's. From the fact that, why do I actually have to say this? Because to say the element that because of Yerushalayim they had to close the door, in a nirlo shayim actually. So Rashi did not think that that was what the Gemara's question was. It was regarding the closing of the door, because the look minami beninilas. Because we could also explain that this halacha of the brisa when you had a door was also my closing. Rather, the Gemara's question was regarding that's not enough with one door; you need to have two doors. Then Tay says, but if you're going to say, so then why does Rosh Hashanah need two doors? But since it has two walls, and you say, okay, the third wall is closed off, so there's three walls. The Gemara later on tells us the most you're going to need to have according to Beisil is three walls are biblically good and we consider it as the private area. So then why do you need to have, like the Gemara's question is saying, oh, you need to have dal site, the two doors. Why do you need two? Why isn't it enough with one to have it that it's closed on three sides? And that's the sense of the Purusha. What you could say according to Rashi to answer our question on them is the Hainu Davka Hechadeko Gimel Mechitis Gemuris. When do we say that according to Bissel, the most you need to have is three walls? When you have three bona fide walls. Having the Rashi, that's biblically going to be considered as a private domain. But here with the third wall is not really a full third wall. It's only through a door. So the Ravi is not mitzvah. That's not enough just to have three. Then you would have to have also on the fourth side also a door. And that was the Gemara's question on saying that you see that it's not enough even bekach, which was with a door. You need to have doors in the plural, which are for both sides. That's according to Rashi. But says Taisa here, according to Reed, it actually seems the parach mishum demashmalei the beisil leboy neila. The Gemara's question actually was on not on the door versus doors, but on the door versus closing the door. Because it seemed like to the Gemara that Basil held that it's just enough to have a door, that you don't have to have it closed. And actually says, actually this is what the Gemara actually tells us strongly. That according to Basil, ultimately the interpretation is not that it requires it to be closed the way Bisham requires it to be closed. And that was the Gemara's question. You see, it's not enough just to have a door or doors. They actually have to be ninilus, they actually have to be closed. Now, based on that interpretation, Taisa now asks, according to Rabbanan, that even if you cannot go ahead and be ma'arv this with lech v'karim, but you can be ma'arv it with doors. That was the Gemara's question. Rav Yechanan says, wait a second, even doors is not enough. It has to be closed. But if it's not closed, not going to help. And that's the stage of they begin to say, so the Behechi Parach Rav Yechanan, how is the Gemara's question asking this question, which we just, according to the re-explained what the question is regarding closing it. We're asking from Rav Yechanan, but the Amar Perek Beis, he says in the second Perek, the Haba Liv Rav Yehuda, his teaching going according to Rav Yehuda, because the Amar that he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Asur Rabbim Bat Mechitzasa, that the public, they come and they nullify the walls. If the public's walking through it, we can't view these as walls. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, in Yerushalayim, if not for the doors being closed, you'd be chayav as Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the doors don't help when the public's walking through it. Ah, but a pligila Hasan Rabban. Rabban disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda over there, and they say that, no, you don't have to remove the people walking through the pasin, because you don't say the public comes in Mevat Mechitzasa. So according to Rabban Yerushalayim, even if the doors were not locked, you would not be Chav Rosh Hashanah. So how is the Gemara asking according to what Rabbanan say? But according to Rabbanan, what do you mean? You can't be Mav Rosh Hashanah with doors from Rabbi Yehuda's teaching. Rabbi Yehuda's going to Rabbi Yehuda, not in Rabban. And that's the same thing, what you can say is like this. The part of the Gemara's question is, Ki Heich of Rabbi Yehuda, just like according to Yehuda. B'shem Dal Mechitzas, when you have just the four Mechitzas in name, but the lechashivilei, but they're not significant. Like we said, they're not really full bona fide walls. They're only with some type of a subpar type of a walls, where the rabbim come along in the mevat lemechitzasa. So therefore, matzach neila really requires, let's say in Yerushalayim, to have locked the doors. So chanami beis mechitzas. So then they're here also regarding two walls on either side of Rosh Hashanah rabbim. That the lechashivil rabbim. That's not significant rabbim as mechitzas. So there also, Yitzhak Ne'ila would have to have been closed. You're right. That's, we know it from that halacha. We're inferring that it's the same concept. So it sounds like in the second part of Chabez Amanav, the Shtei Mechiz Rabbanan is Keshem Dal Mechiz Rabbi Yehuda. The two walls of the Rabbanan is like in name, the four Mechiz according to Rabbi Yehuda. that according to Rabban, you can have Mavrish Ram two walls with a Lech in the Kaira because the public is walking through it. Just like according to Yehuda, that the Rabbim, I'm about, let's say, four walls in name. And therefore, when the Gemara wanted to say the Kondra Banan, you can marv Rishazam with doors, the Gemara asked from Rabbi Yechanan, yes, which is Rabbi Huda, but they're comparing the same context over here to Rabbanan, that hey, you require it to be locked, and therefore it's not sufficient just to have doors if it's not being locked. So next says the Master, to begin with the Gemara, Miavdin, Kikre, do we do like two stringencies? Which explains what the Gemara's question is. Because we had this Mavi Akum and Arda, which they did the stringencies like Rab and like Shmuel, and they required that the doors, because we're going like either opinion. And that's just, you're going to say, wait a second. My second the chashda, but what's the Gemara entertaining right now at this point? What's the question? These two opinions of Rav and Shmuel, although they're both stringencies, they don't contradict each other. You think because the halacha is like one in one place, yeah, halacha is should be like him everywhere else. But if a kamakam is kamal in kamar baha or kamar baha, many places we find like him in one place and him in one other place. So yeah, so in one context, we're going to rule like Rav, which is one halacha, regarding the halacha of a mava akum being that like it's mefulish, and we're gonna hold like Shmuel in another place the halacha is like Hananya that a mava akum needs a door. So what's the difficulty? And this says no, but Yishlam, what you could say is actually delayed dumb. It's not similar to all shas where you could be in this, like why not like one mandame chumer in one place, another place, because the hamavui this mava of this case of this actual story. Shari b'tzurisa pesach l'kulam according to everyone is permitted with tzurisa pesach. V'leka mandematzik losses. There's no one that requires doors. In other words, according to Rav, the mava akum is like mefulish. But according to him, move mefulish is enough for the tzurisa pesach. According to Shmuel, that he holds that mefulish needs doors, but mava akum is not like mefulish. So it'd be enough with a lechi. So this is what the Gemara's question was. This is a chumrah that no one of these two opinions held like that. It's only combined the two of them. That was the most difficulty to say, do we do like two chumras, which no one really holds as a stringency. It's only because you combine the two of them that you're saying that you require doors. Here it talking about after the heavenly voice. Which says, when do we go based on the Baskel? Because the Gemara wrote a brisa that halach is all like Beis Hillel. But if only like Yisham, you could do it. So the Gemara said, well, how do you understand it? No, the truth is it's like Beis Hillel. But when did we say that you do like Beis Hillel? That's before the Baskel. After the Baskel, no, then you have to do like Beis Hillel. And that's just Taisa Bintim, if you're going to say, Taisa has to take a second look. Mashin Dulek Kaimelon Kavas called the Rebbe Lezer Dazal. So why don't we go? Because Heavenly Voice also has a story of Eliezer, a famous story in Bamatid of Natesim Abbas, where he says, okay, from heaven let them make this wall cave in and let this tree get uprooted, etc., etc. And it was a Heavenly Voice finally came out and said, Allah is like Eliezer. So why over there didn't we rule like him if you say in our Gemara that after the Baskel, we rule like Beisil versus Bishamah? That's to say, there's something you could say is no. The Hashem Yosef Al Chabayde. There, the heavenly voice only came out because he requested it was to protect his dignity, his honor. Because Muchasim, it's obvious from the Gemara, from the whole story, from the narrative of the day. Here, Beis Hillel, they didn't ask for it. Heavenly voice came out. That's why we were like that, and conscious that story probably is. But more of another reason is the Hashem Yosef Al Chabayde. The Rebbe Lezer was going opposite the majority of the Chacham. And the Torah says we don't care about Baskel because the Torah itself says go after the majority. Abul Hacham, but yeah, to the contrary, says Tais. They still have a Ruba, actually, the school of the Academy of Hillel was actually more than that of Talmud. Well, the Baskel said, why didn't the Baskel have the Rabbin? And Mishum the Bishamah have a Charib B'Tzvei Tzom, because the school of Bishamah were more sharp. And that's why we would have thought to maybe do like Bishamah, even though Bishamah was the more of the majority. And that's why the Baskel is effective versus that of Eliezer. But that Tais, if you're going to say that, if that's the case, then my comment, then why does our Gemara say over here another approach? To say, then how could you say whoever wants to do like Bishamah could do? Is going like Rabbi Shuihi, Dhamma that he says, Imashkech Baskel, we don't pay attention to heavenly boys. Halleluya, Om, Rabbi Shuihi, Allah, Baskel, Rabbi Lez, that, where do we get this Rabbi Shuihi from? It's from Nekamar Bamitzi, and that narrative, that was only, like we just pointed out, the Baskel, Rabbi Lez. But what did I do with Baskel by Sil, which we said is very different, and that maybe he would agree to? And that's the taste of Rabbi Yisham, what you can say is because the Leib HaShemayim HiMashma, because what was the winning argument of Rabbi Shuihi in that story with Rabbi Lez? Why says we don't listen to him? Because it says in turn, Leib HaShemayim, it's not in heaven. That sounds like it's not just Rebbe Eliezer. That sounds like the Ein Lashkech Klal B'Shem Baskel that we don't pay attention at all regarding heavenly boys has nothing to do with heaven, and therefore that's how we can understand that the Baisim here in our Gemara would say that even Rebbe Shua would hold even by Beis Hillel that the Halacha does not necessarily follow Kain, and therefore that it's according to Rebbe Shua that the Baisim was saying that one could do like B'Sham if he wants.